without you. And good day is going on. I was going to be spoiled now. McFadden's here.
There you go.
Is Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap.
Yay!
Everybody's here now on the Good Day program. Discussion, for those who were not around, which would include Roberta and Richie in the last hour, two main conversations. One of them about Facebook and all the changes and the hoopla. Apparently, there is not a lot of support for what Facebook has done. They're getting clobbered on their own site and also on Twitter.
This happens every time.
Yeah, but this is more, apparently. This is more dramatic than the last time.
I can't figure out what the changes are.
What?
I go onto my Facebook page. It looks exactly the same.
I don't love it at all.
Yeah. What are the changes?
They pick what you're seeing.
They've kind of done that anyway, unless you go into the settings and tell it not to.
I have.
But what do you mean they pick what you're seeing?
Like, you're not seeing every single status update from your friends. They're picking what they think you're going to like.
Right. But
so
it's always been that way.
How do they know what I'm going to like?
Based on who you talk to. It's a psychic
website.
But Roberta, if you talk to me and Jen, but you never go to Doug's page, it will include my status updates and Jen's status updates, but not Doug's.
Yeah.
But actually, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because if you have
a lot of friends, you
have a lot of friends, you're constantly getting
but Roberta,
what,
you don't
oh,
have
I
a lot of friends.
Last hour.
But that's why
no,
we make lists. That's
yeah,
why
but I don't
say.
Facebook telling me I can't talk to Rich just because I never want to look at his Facebook page.
It's like the government. It's gotten too big, out of control. And it's too much interested in controlling your thing.
I never look at anybody's Facebook page except for my own, so I guess.
Okay, self-centered.
I figured if somebody wants to tell me something, they post it, and it'll show up in my news feed. So why should I bother?
The ticker is weird, too, because the ticker will show you your friends posting on other people's sites that you don't even know.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
And that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I don't. See, here's my problem with Facebook.
What's your problem?
When I post something on your page, Jen, I don't want Roberta to be able to see what I post on your page.
Yeah, because then we can't talk about anybody. Right.
Yeah, we can't talk about anybody. But is there, how many 700 million users of Facebook?
That's what messages are for, right?
Well,
yeah. But Rich and I like to be a little more public. We like to live on the edge,
you know. We
do. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, you know, if I go say happy birthday to... All right.
Bill Sobel, our friend, our listener friend.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's say right now I'm looking at the fact that he commented on Ari Zolden's photo and he said Mazel Tov. Now, do I need to know that?
Right.
No.
This is a waste. There's so much time.
I know.
It can be wasted and frittered away on all of these dargone social media sites. It's incredibly time consuming. That's why I have Jennifer manage mine, frankly. I don't have the time to do it. I have my own stuff that I follow on my own personal Facebook page and LinkedIn and some of these other things where there may be some value, but it's just overpowering.
Well,
I will tell you, though,
if you use it properly.
Who's teaching the course and how to use it?
Here's a good example, Richie. Doug.
Yes, Rich.
I've told you the amount of
money. You told me what?
That we've been able to generate just based on,
hey,
how are you?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Yeah,
right.
do you want to know what our
people are saying on Facebook, our friends?
What?
About the new Facebook? Because we posted this on the Doug Steffen page.
Yeah, what are they saying?
What did we say?
What are we saying?
People are saying, okay, so we asked how you feel about the changes on Facebook. Robert Sawyer says, be better if Facebook leaves well enough alone. Mm. Stephanie Jackal says, not a fan. Too much going on my page now. Brendan Clemente says, do not like the changes. Kim Wellborn says, horrible. I think my days are numbered. Dee Dee Martin says, too much going on. What is with the feed on the right-hand side? Not enough feed here in the middle. Not to mention I can read everything my friends are doing, which means they can read everything I'm doing. By the doggone minute, I'm not loving it. Chad Allen says, hate it, hate it, hate it. And Renee Taylor says, it's a free service, so I'm not going to complain much. However, they could probably learn a lesson or two from MySpace. It used to be the place to be, but all their changes made it unusable.
Better hurry up and do that IPO, there, pal. All right, so that's that.
Did you guys see the Facebook Dr. Seuss?
No. Hmm. Oh, I did see that.
I didn't see it. Too.
Somebody wrote it.
Do you like your new profile? Would you use it for a while? Would you use it in your house? Would you click it with your mouse? It doesn't matter if you do. We don't care if you won't. Send some of your feedback here or there. We won't read it anywhere. We fix things that are not broke because we think it's quite a joke. We're in charge of this whole scene. Next, we'll turn your profile green. So it's like green eggs and ham, but a la
Doctor. You ruined it by explaining it. You don't have to explain it. People understand Dr. Seuss. No.
Well, some people may not.
Here's our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think about the changes to Facebook? A, they're great. It makes an even better site. B, no big deal. I don't see what all the fuss is about. C, the site's very confusing now, and I can't find anything. D, I don't like it at all. I'm done with Facebook. E, I don't care because I don't use Facebook. What is that? How's that trending, Jennifer, now, as a matter of fact?
I think people are upset about the changes again, but they're not going to limit the old Facebook usage. But everything on Twitter right now is talking about hating the new Facebook. It's bigger than I have ever seen with any change Facebook is.
Bigger than big.
But you know what? The kids, the under 30 set, are not on Facebook anymore.
Well, I have one of the kids that works for me on the farm is 20 years old. He and I were out on the hay wagon last night till, I don't know, we got back about 8 o'clock. And on the way back from the field, he's got a smartphone, and he spent his entire, we were having a conversation that just stopped, because he got like, I said to him, you're like a zombie with that thing. He got on it, and he just stares at it and sends messages back and forth to his friends.
So he's not staring at it. He's conversing
with
other people.
It's too all-encompassing. You have people that are, their lives are wrapped up around this garbage.
Sure.
It is one of the reasons, among several, that we have some serious problems in our country. And I think I think there are good things that come of it. I'm all for the routing of the bad guys in the Middle East and shaking things up over there. I'd like to see a little of that going on here, frankly.
Well, it does.
Yeah. But here's another. The other thing we talked about in the last hour besides Facebook is the death of Troy Davis. For those who may not know this story, he was executed last night in Georgia for a crime which apparently he really didn't commit, or nobody can really say for sure that he committed it, even though judges...
Rich, I
can say, if you'll let me finish this, I can say what I want to say.
No, you can't say that, Doug.
Yes, I can say it. I most certainly can, and I'll say it 100 times.
He was convicted for the crime.
He
now,
was convicted, and now all of the people...
There's some uncertainty,
who,
sure.
Yeah, so why put somebody to death? There is uncertainty. It is an outrage.
Right.
And it is one of the things in this country. If you look at the, actually, it's interesting to follow the Twitter on this. A lot of people think Casey Anthony, who's trending on Twitter, ought to have been put to death instead of this guy. This system is so flawed.
Yeah, but she wasn't proven guilty.
Well, I'm saying that's what they say. Yeah. I didn't say that's what I said. What I said, you said I can't say, which I can say, is that he was convicted under very confusing circumstances. And even though the Supreme Court looked at it and judges looked at it and they refused to stay his execution, 7 of the 9 people that testified against the guy then changed their story and said, no, he didn't do it. So if that's not enough, at least to keep the guy from going to the death chamber, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's all I'm pointing out. And if you'll let me tell the story.
I just disagree. You can't say he's not guilty.
I can say that apparently,
there was a question.
So here, then, our discussion then sort of went down the road of what is justice in America. And Peter Trahan, who's one of the people on our staff that really listens, he's one of the few people that really listens actually to what I say, I think.
That's the only reason I still have him around,
yeah, because
so he
actually
tell me what you're saying
right.
When I'm not paying attention.
Right. So he sent me a conversation between Piers Morgan and Alan Dershowitz that they had on Morgan's program. And I'm not I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't care much for Morgan's program. But once in a while, something good going to come out of anything. So these comments are pretty worthy of discussion. Here's how the conversation went. Morgan says, we haven't got justice for this girl, and people are angry about that. This is talking about Casey Anthony. Back to that thing, and her daughter. Dershowitz says, quote, well, if you want justice, don't look to the criminal law system. That's not its job. Its job is not to produce a just result. Its job is to produce a legally correct result. If you want truth, get science. If you want justice, get philosophers. Oliver Wendell Holmes once asked by his law clerk about this ruling is unjust, and Holmes said, quote, young man, we are not in the justice business. We are in the law business. We are not on a scientific quest for the truth. We are not trying to do justice for Kaylee or any other person. That's the way it ought to be if we believe better 10 guilty go free than one innocent be wrongly confined, then the system works that way. Don't expect truth. Don't expect justice. If you don't like the system, I have plenty of other systems for you that are more accurate. The Chinese system, the military justice system, any European system, says Dershowitz. So that's pretty damning. I mean, whether you like Dershowitz or you don't like him, he sure knows the law, knows the system, knows how to use it. He and F. Lee Bailey and other guys from that ilk have worked around. I mean, look at what Johnny Cochran did with O.J. Simpson. Is there a better example? Or even this guy, Beers, who, what's his face? The lawyer for Casey Anthony. What was his name?
Obviously not Jesus. That good a joke because I can't remember either.
Jesus, yeah. Beers. Anyway, not important.
Like that.
Except that in this case, even though people say, oh, he didn't do a very good job, well, he must have done something right because she's walking around free and the kid's dead. So, and who killed the kid? If she's free, did she do it? We don't know whether she did or not. We all think she did. But the system said she's not guilty of doing it. Not that she didn't do it, but the proof was not presented in a way that convinced the jurors that she was guilty. Has nothing to do with justice or the truth. It's the law, as Dershowitz just pointed out.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the fundamental things that people in this country don't. What's the justice? What's in the Pledge of Allegiance? Truth and justice for all? Mm-hmm. Bourgeois. That's the biggest load of manure. There isn't truth and there isn't justice for all. That's what the pledge says. That's not what this country represents at all. Otherwise, this guy would still be breathing. Justice was not served here because if there is a doubt, then you do something about it. You work more on the case. But he's a black guy in a southern state. Be angry at me for saying that or not. That's the way it goes. And I think that's an incredible indictment of the system. So, anyway,
that's much it.
More I can say about that. What do you say? 800-510-8255. Anybody disagree? Hey, listen. Or you can agree. Whatever it is, I think that it needs to be discussed, and so therefore we have done some of that. 20 after on Good Day.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so.
Okay, new television show last night, The X Factor, which has been something people have been talking about, Jennifer, for a year. Simon Cowell said, I'm going to get off of American Idol and bring The X Factor, which is an English show, over to America. And so we're going to try to find some more talent. Yeah, what we need is more talent. And more screaming audience members who are screaming about people they don't even know, like Stacey Francis from Brooklyn, singing an Aretha Franklin song.
Who looks like Diana Ross.
Does she?
Yeah.
Because The X Factor, the difference between that and Idol is that they can be any age, right?
They can be any age. It can be a group. It can be a single singer.
Yeah, that's where the woman came from that we all talked about. What's her name? Susan Boyle came from the X Factor in England.
Yeah.
Right. How much talent, you saw the results of, how many of these talent shows are there now? Four, five?
Oh, yeah. Six? You've got the Sing-Off, you have America's Got Talent, you have American Idol, the X Factor.
Good God.
I'm sorry, that was a rough note right there.
All right, let's find out. We all want to hear the judges, especially Simon and Paula. And Paula. Who's the third judge?
Ellen Reed and then one of the
Nicole
girls.
Nicole Scherzinger, right?
Yeah, from the Pussycat Dolls.
All right, so nobody knows who those two are.
Yeah, Ellen Reed is a massive.
Huge. How come I don't know her and I know who Paula Abdul
is? It's a guy.
I don't know. So that tells you, that pretty much underscores.
He really doesn't know.
But I really don't know.
Basically, Mariah Carey's producer.
He produced Pink.
Who cares? Why isn't Mariah Carey on? She wouldn't get along with Paula Abdul?
This guy helped make. Well, he didn't help make Mariah Carey.
Nobody knows who he is. Does he have more credibility because he's from the biz?
This show is about identifying new talent, and that's what a producer does.
Really? Thank you, Rich. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. Find some new talent in a producer. Here are the judges.
Everything that I do musically is all about having my spirit stirred and having the hair on my arm.
This is L.A. Reid. Not only does he sound like Randy, he looks like Randy.
But who cares what he's supposed to be talking about? He's telling a story about himself instead of talking about the person that just sang. Shut up and talk about
let's hear what
What is going on with you today?
He was nice before you got here.
And you did both for me today. You are so gifted.
Where's Simon?
Opportunities like this, they come along once in a lifetime for someone as angelic as you. Honest to gosh, this is your time. This is your time, baby. God bless you.
This is all about the story, the backstory.
Completely and utterly blowing
in
every single word you sang, and I could feel the whole room was willing
to
win.
Nicole Scherzinger.
You just won. You're amazing.
Where's Simon?
He loved it, too.
Let me tell you something, Stacey. I've done this a long, long time. Yeah. That was one of the best auditions I have ever heard in my life.
All right, let's go on. This is boring.
So he's not being nasty?
No.
No, I didn't see him being
nasty. Here's a Geo Godley.
Mr. Stan.
Yeah. I'm a stud with a butt, and I'm gonna pick you up. Such a hunk with a bump. Too much is just
like
enough.
It.
Rumors abound how I get around.
Yeah.
This is great.
Hi, Richie.
I'm love it.
What the bloody hell was that?
Okay. That's it. There's Simon.
Slow songs, too. Gentle bellies.
Whatever. Good. All right. Ooh, I'm feeling here. I'm all right here. Now, Richie.
Yeah. It was so fake. I saw this one. It was so fake.
Really?
It was ridiculous.
What the bloody hell was that?
Was,
28 after on Good Day.
This is Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and no. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. All right, do you know that in your lifetime you have been told no 250,000 times from the time you were born to the time you're 18? 250,000 times you've been told no. No wonder we do not take risks. No wonder we feel inferior. No wonder we have this defeatism attitude. However, now is the moment you can change that. Anybody that tells you no, tell them to go away because they don't know you. Anytime someone says, no, you can't do this, no, you can't have that, you tell them right now, yes, I can, yes, I will. I don't want to hear no anymore in my lifetime. I know that the answer is yes, I will, yes, I can, yes, I will prosper, yes, I will be the one to overcome anything that's put in front of me because I know me better than anyone else, and the answer is yes, I will. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression recession is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's what this program is.
Yes, sir.
Heaven on Wheels. Mm-hmm. With Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, along in a moment with today's update for a good way to save dough. You ought to check out what she says here. These are available for download. The conversations are just the information in the box labeled Queen of Cheap, left-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. Rich McFadden at the controls in Washington of our program. He's going to New York today to participate in some big conference on
big wig thing.
Big
when did he get too big for this show?
I don't know. Wow. I didn't get invited.
Want to meet for a drink, Rich? Before or after?
I got you.
Get them all liquored up
before.
Five and
six.
Yeah.
No, I have a dinner appointment at 7.
No, I'm not. I didn't get invited. I'm not coming.
Yeah, no kidding. Why would we crash the party?
Yeah. It's all about blogging. What do you know about blogging?
I'm a great blogger. I'm the world's number one blogger.
What do you know about video streaming your radio program?
I know lots. Here I am. Look at that. Hello, everybody. Here I am. You see me? See me, hear me, feel me, touch me.
Doug.
Jennifer would be a good there.
Right, of course. 800-510-8255. So here's the story. The big news from New York today is that rats are multiplying.
Have fun in New York, Richie.
Right. This is why I waited for now.
Maybe a drink with
rats.
Roberta.
The rats are multiplying, and they're getting bigger and bolder.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're you see rats
pets
in cities. Yeah,
I feed them to my snake, but even these guys are too big.
Right.
Ew.
So the subway is full of rats. And they're not only wandering around, you know, down the track, but they're in the cars now. Here's a guy who's been a station agent for 12 years. He's seen the situation at different stations. Same thing, less trash pickup. So now the rodents are coming around to eat up the trash. So they're saving money in New York by emboldening the rats.
Yeah, you have nothing to fear from people or muggers in New York. You got to worry about
the rats.
See, that's kind of cool. It's like, where did we hear last year where they were using goats to mow the lawn because it was much cheaper?
Yeah.
Use rats to
eat the trash.
To clean the trash.
Well, here's Carlos La Curante of Bayside, Queens. I can just see this guy on the train. I've seen him on the platform. I saw a rat under the seats. Mm-hmm. Here they are. A few mornings a week, Janet Silvasada of Jamaica. Queens.
Mon.
Yeah.
Mon.
I stood right there and watched the rats go inside the trash room. It's disgusting.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to go to the zoo in New York, but they always end up in jail.
When have you seen a rat in a when have you seen a rat in a zoo? When?
In the cages.
A rat
in the cages.
and not as on display, but wandering around. Yeah, they're not there in the cages to see.
Hey, honey, let's go to the zoo.
Let's go see the rats.
I want to go.
I once killed a rat with my bare hands.
Good for you, Roberta. I'm impressed.
What was his name?
Guido. No.
All right, so the presence of rats in New York is the big story today. The transit workers probably, they ought to go on strike, don't you think?
Well, they had a demonstration yesterday, I believe, in Queens about
rats.
Yeah.
About rats, yeah.
Wow. Do you know, I saw one in the airport in Boston, which is not quite New York.
A rat?
Different. A rat. And it was hiding in the terminal. It was underneath a little, it must be heaven for a mouse.
It was Whitey Bulger.
Yeah. Did he have to go through the TSA screening?
Probably.
They pat down the rat.
But, I mean, they hang out and they eat crumbs or something, I guess. It's
trash pickup, so they're probably. So let's see what Mayor Bloomberg has to say about that.
That's funny.
New Yorkers, there's a new cause. New Yorkers deserve a rat-free subway system. And the local transit workers union is urging commuters to sign a petition in hopes of making statements to the MTA about the rats.
Yeah, I wouldn't like riding a subway with a rat. That's gross. Because
like
there's no place for either of us to go.
Yeah.
But when they go down the trains, it's very funny because, you know, when the cars, people just start jumping up on people's laps. You can just imagine in a crowded subway car.
Right.
So, a stranger, there was a rat.
Here's what, you know what, this is really speaks to our waste. Excuse me. 40 tons of waste are now taken out of the subway system a day in New York.
Can you believe that?
40 tons of waste a day. Taken out of the subway system.
So what is that? That's 80,000 pounds of waste.
40 tons of waste.
I mean, I think if people were neater, if they didn't throw their stuff all over the place, you know?
Right. All right. So there's one problem. We can't fix that one. We can talk about it. If you're broke, Roberta can help you fix the problem because she is the queen of cheap and therefore has an insight into
big
deals.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay, we've got three great coupons for you today. You're going to love these. The first one is for Ruby Tuesday. It's 25% off your entire food purchase. So grab your friends,
really?
Grab your lovers, grab your family, grab whoever. And it's a principal coupon. We have the link for you. And you just bring it to the counter at Ruby Tuesday. They take 25% off of everything. So that's a great deal. We also have a 25% off any one home item at Kmart. You're looking to buy some stuff for your home? Go there, get the most expensive thing you can find, and then you'll get 25% off any one bed, bath, home, or small kitchen appliance. So it's a great opportunity. And also Walmart is giving you a free 16x20 poster at Walmart Photo. You know, usually you'll get like free little prints or something like that. This is great. I love this because it's a 16x20 poster, so you can take your favorite photo and blow it up big and just frame it. It'll look really beautiful. And it's a printable coupon for that, too. So printable coupon for free 16x20 poster at Walmart, a coupon for 25% off any one item at Kmart, and a printable coupon for Ruby Tuesday, 25% off your entire food purchase. Hey, if you're having, like, a birthday party for someone, this is a really great one. They'll think you're a big spender, but they'll never know that
you really
got 25% off.
Yeah. All right, all this is detailed in the Queen of Cheap box inside with other insightful information at DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, there's a story at DougStephan.com today. What's new at DougStephan.com? Story from Southwest Airlines. Apparently, they were trying to keep this quiet, but they haven't been able to. There have been acts of vandalism on their aircraft. Mysterious markings, which appear in Arabic, have shown up on the exteriors of some of their planes. The writing is done using a chemical process that makes the letters appear after the exterior of the plane heats up. So you can't see it if the plane sits there, but when the plane starts being used and it's warm from inside, the letters show up. So this is something that tells me it has to be an inside job because it would take time to do this. So what's going to happen as a result of this? 800-510-8255. Is this something that needs to be checked out in terms of profiling? Do we need to keep anybody who has an Arabic name away from?
Do they have security cameras around that stuff?
No, not at the. This
That's
is,
dumb.
They have 543 airplanes, and they are parked at terminals all around the country overnight. And unless there is a light shining down in the terminal on this air, and even if there is at 3 o'clock in the morning, who do you think? Let's say the plane's parked in Tulsa. You think there's going to be somebody out there watching the plane at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, but there should be a security camera.
Yeah. Apparently there isn't. Otherwise, they could catch whoever it is that's doing this. So
then, would you get into a plane that had Arabic
on
the
side of it? Well, that's the whole point.
You don't see it.
Point. You don't see it from inside the plane. You see it outside as the plane lands. So can you imagine the conversation at the terminal when you get off a plane that's got all this Arabic on the side of it? And be like, did you see what's on the side of your plane? No. And you turn around and look at the plane. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And nobody knows what it says. Who knows what's on it? Could be have a nice day in Arabic for all we know. Right? Or listen to the Doug Stanford Good Day program. It's probably not the case. But I can be optimistic about that, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably not the case at all. But that story is at DougStanford.com. That would be really disconcerting.
Oh, it'd be so freaky.
Wouldn't that be disconcerting?
Yeah.
Speaking of the Arabs.
I'd pull the button and slide down the slide, I think.
I'd need a glass of wine to get on that flight, for sure.
So, are we over? I'm done with seeing stories about the release of these two diddly poofers. Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatale, the Iranians let them out for $1 million. Aren't we done with this? I mean, every time I turn around, there's another story about these two guys, like they were heroes.
Let me tell you one of the reasons why.
Why?
Ann Curry from the Today Show. I don't know whether she decided to make it their personal mission or this is a great story. We're going to go sit on this until they release them. Yeah. But apparently they had heard rumblings that they were going to. So they went over, and she was there every single morning one day last week.
Yeah.
So NBC is kind of, I think, taking ownership of the fact that they were able to get these kids released. So that's why you're seeing it just plastered
all over the story.
Here's
an idea, NBC. Maybe you should focus on your TV programming.
Yeah, all right. Let's have some more Playboy shows.
Yeah.
All right. About three people watched that the other night.
I need to see these guys tell us why in the world they were hiking there.
Because they are moronies.
God's name would make you want to go hiking there.
Is this good news or not? The Fed yesterday, trying to boost the economy, said they were going to take a policy of 50 years ago.
Operation Twist.
Yeah. They're going to shift money from one portfolio of short-term securities into longer-term holdings. I'm not enough of an economist to understand how that works. Maybe we should call somebody.
Apparently, based on what the stock market
went down 200 points the other day.
They weren't too impressed.
Somebody doesn't think it's a great idea. Ay, ay, ay. All right, speaking of good ideas, Richie.
Yeah.
You'd probably tell us if this was your problem, if you're getting up in the middle of the night to go, take
it. I do sometimes, and that's why I take prostate medicines. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay. There are a lot of people who are having a hard time sleeping through the night. Not only men, but women who are in the sack with the men who are waking up at night and getting up, turning on the light.
Oh. My wife sleeps right through it.
Does she?
Yeah.
My wife doesn't.
I scream.
Really?
I'm not anybody's wife, but I scream. I say, stop drinking so much water.
Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The cows are annoyed, however.
We need to get to the inside of that. Jennifer, with whom is it that you are having this relationship? Who's in your bed?
I just said if I would.
Ah, you said if?
No, I didn't.
That would indicate that you were with somebody that was older than you are.
No, it wouldn't.
A story. Yeah, because normally men in their 20s and 30s don't have this problem. You have to get
to
be rich.
Not about 40.
There you go. Does your father know what's going on in your house?
No.
You can get a free bottle, and he probably ought not to. Free bottle of Master Prostate, which is the key to affecting your urine flow and sleeping habits. It affects intimacy as well. Do not wait. There's a free bottle awaiting you when you call 800-716-6520. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. The bottle will be on its way to you. You get on it, use it. You see that it helps you. This is for everyone. If this is a symptom, then get on the phone right now and call and get a free bottle. You have nothing to lose. And you'll find out after you take it for a month that it works. Tired of getting up to go? Call 800 1-866-472-6520. A Master Prostate giving away a million bottles of this stuff. You'll see it works. Then you, I mean, it's a marketing thing. You try it and you like it, so you buy some more. Brilliant how that works and how it does help your, you got to feed your prostate to keep it healthy through your life. So here's the way to do it. It's the Master Prostate Offer. Free bottle. Get started. 800-716-6520.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Don Sugg watched two of his sisters and several friends struggle with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. On World Alzheimer's Day, Don Sugg is taking a big leap to raise awareness. Don is an Alzheimer's hero.
I cannot stand by and do nothing. So instead, I jump out of planes. At 96 years old, I will skydive on September the 21st. Some people are afraid of heights, but we can all do something in this fight against Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
There's a lot of W's and K's in front of radio stations carrying this program, and you can hear it on DougStefan.com as well. There's a Facebook app for it you can download. Actually, if you have a Droid, any kind of smartphone, we have apps where you can find us here, there, and everywhere. You don't hear the whole program in the morning. Then you download stuff and listen in the car on the way home. What's wrong with that? Sounds brilliant. You hear stuff like Jennifer's television report. You get the twist on things you won't get anywhere else. Jennifer.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are things, Jennifer?
Good. How about you, Dougie?
Hey, listen, things are great with me. I wanted to actually listen to, I don't know if we have time. Why don't you do your report
first?
Why
don't I do my thing? Okay, good. I like that idea. So Whitey Bulger, we were just talking about him.
Yeah.
There's a new show that's coming out from the writer of Seinfeld based on the life of Whitey Bulger.
Huh?
Oh, really?
Isn't that good? It's going to be kind of funny. Fox just bought this comedy.
The guy killed 19 people and murdered them.
No, but I think it's about his life hiding out in Santa Monica.
Yes, being a senior on the run.
He wasn't even hiding out. He lived on a street about four blocks from where I live for everybody to see.
The guy.
Yeah. The project is about a young couple whose next-door neighbor is a murderer. It'll be interesting, I think. Also, Discovery on October 4th, Discovery is launching a brand new network called Velocity. This is kind of a complement to the Oprah Winfrey Network, and it deals all with men's topics. So you can see extreme fishing. They have NFL coverage. They have tech toys. And
there isn't
favorite.
Enough of that stuff around now.
Oh, you know, you need a whole network. What's My Car Worth, season 3? I don't know where season 1 and 2 were.
Yeah, I do.
Where?
That girl is hot that does that show.
Yeah,
she's going to be on that new Velocity channel.
Yeah, right. That's what I just said.
Yeah, the HD net. Yeah,
when you crawl back into that hole, that cave that
live
in.
I know where it was. It's going to be on that new channel. Have you heard about it? Yes, Rich, I was just telling you about it.
In a cave.
She's hot.
She's hot. Cave. Give him a beer. Give him some cash. The woman with a short skirt. He's all set.
Type hey, and Mark Wahlberg says Entourage the movie coming soon to a theater near you.
Yeah, of course, you knew that was happening. Mm-hmm. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Time. Here's the, we have the...
is this my new theme music now?
Sentence, yeah, right. The sentence was a problem that people have, a description for a home, and the radio program that goes with it, something like that. And
this
the guy
phrase,
won.
Yeah, we'll this, go ahead phrase, this phrase for a house that keeps needing costly repairs is also the name of a home improvement radio show.
Right. And the answer, the guy got it right for $1,000.
He did.
The Money Pit. All right, so Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit, now famous because he's been mentioned. Who else is the... you never hear him talking about the Carey Brothers on Jeopardy,
right? Well, that's
right.
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's no...
you should get Alex Trebek on the show this weekend.
Yeah, right?
Right. All right, so Tom is going to help us with a couple of answers to a couple of your questions, and then if McFadden can screw it up, I don't know, Roberta must have some problem.
Oh, I'll figure out something to throw
right.
at her.
Roberta, sure. Roberta's yeah. toilet paper holder has fallen down. How does she fix it? Answer that question coming right up here on Good Day.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Mary writes to Tom, I've got a couple of broken tiles in my kitchen on the floor. I'm having, why don't you pick them up off of the floor, Mary? That would be my suggestion. She's having a very hard time finding replacements. There are this whole business, Tom, the specialty tile manufacturers that do, I had some made for my house, and once they're broken, adios.
Well,
right?
That's right. But, I mean, there's a couple of things that she can do. The first thing that I would suggest is, isn't there an area in your kitchen where you can kind of steal a couple of tiles where it's not that obvious? For example, the most normal place is under the refrigerator, right? Roll the refrigerator out. When folks tile a floor, they always go completely under the refrigerator. Why not take those six or eight tiles out, use those as your replacements? Another option would be to choose one that's a complementary color, creating sort of a pattern effect. You may have to break out a few good tiles to kind of create the look, but you can put decorative tiles in, like a few painted tiles throughout the floor, and make it look quite normal. And then there are specialty companies that actually make their business finding replacements of old tiles. There's a website called thisoldtile.com. Huh. They actually have a research service.
There's a song about this old tile is about to break. Right? This old tile is about to break. This old tile is about to break, and we can fix it.
Well, maybe that's going to be their new theme song now, Doug.
Right. That could
but
be
I think they charge like 20 or 25 bucks, and they'll do the research and see if they can.
I'll do the jingle for 20 or 25 bucks.
There you go. What a deal.
All right.
So, I mean, there are a couple of ways that you can go with that, but the first thing is to try to see if you can take some in it from a less obvious area in your kitchen.
All right. And even better, buy an extra box to keep down in the
next
garage
time,
or
next
whatever.
Time.
There's a lady's got a 100-year-old house in the Midwest with a basement that gets very cold in the winter, and that makes the floors cold upstairs. Person hired a contractor to spray foam on the joists, and it helped, but his price to do the rest of the basement was exorbitant. Can she do it herself?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, sealing in the box joist, that's the section of the floor joist that's right above the foundation wall, that's a good thing to do. But what I would do in a 100-year-old house is I would simply insulate the floor joist above the basement. So the floor joists for the first floor, I would fiberglass insulate those, not try to insulate the basement walls themselves. It would be far more effective to insulate the floors and easier, too. So that's the solution there, and it's definitely a do-it-yourself project.
Why do you care about the basement unless you spend any time down there?
Yeah, in a 100-year-old house, you know what those basements look like.
This old house is like wait a minute. This old house has an old cellar. This old house has an old cellar. This old house has an old cellar, and it needs a feller to fix it.
Oh, man. Man, you are on a roll today, dude.
Thank you for referring to me as dude.
Yeah.
That's always I always am taken back.
Young.
By.
Young.
That's what it is, right. Hi, right, here from the... it's no longer the Money Pit, it's the Jeopardy. Isn't it interesting how one little thing will turn stuff around for you? It really is. Now people are everywhere looking for the Money Pit. You can find it. You go to DougStephan.com, click on the Tom Chrysler's picture in the co-host section, go right to the Money Pit website. 59 after.
We all know.